finding a way every week. Hamilton, oh, Buffalo Bills. Yeah.
No overthinking, right? Go play some ball. Go play some football.
It's an exciting time to be a Buffalo Bill and a fan of the Buffalo Bills.
Welcome into week 8 of the Sean McDermott Show, presented by Connors and Ferris, your workers' comp attorneys. I'm Steve Tasker, and as always, I'm joined by Sean McDermott. Coach, thanks so much for joining us. Your bye week came earlier in this season than it did last year, but similar to last year, you're first place in the division, but you're coming off a tough loss. What was your message to your team headed into the bye?
Yeah, I think it was really just to try and take where we're at, learn from the experiences we've had this season, and then also try and get some rest. Never want to go into the bye with a loss, but having said that, there's a lot of lessons that can be learned that can help us as we move forward through the rest of the season.
Yeah, well, looking back at your first 6 weeks of the season, you're sitting at 4-2. You've got a couple of shutouts under your belt. How's your team overall performance compared to the expectations you had for them leading up to this point?
Yeah, I mean, I think really it's just about us growing as a football team every week, and we certainly understand the expectations. No one has higher expectations than we have of ourselves, and it's really us growing every week as a football team, getting better every week, knowing that each week is a new challenge and that we're circled on everyone's schedule, which is the result of our sustained success to this point. So it's what we want.
Yeah, so Josh is coming off back-to-back games, which he had over 300 yards, 3 touchdowns. And against the Titans, he became the only quarterback in NFL history to have 80 or more passing TDs and 25 or more rushing TDs in his first 50 games. He also set career highs with 35 completions in Tennessee. How have you seen him improve throughout the course of this season in particular?
Well, it's been fun to watch. I thought we got off to a little bit of a slow start in that first game at home against Pittsburgh. Since then, Josh has really played really good football. You watch what he did in Kansas City. You watch what he did this past week previous to the bye in Tennessee against two good defenses. And I think he continues to show why he is who he is.
Well, your offense has been rolling with over 400 total yards in 4 straight games. That's the first time in franchise history. You also have one of the top scoring offenses in the league, putting up almost 34 points per game. What part of your offense have you seen the biggest improvement from since last season?
Yeah, I really think that there's more of a balance involved since week one in particular in what we're doing, how we're going about running our offense. We're spreading the ball around. The profile of the offense has changed enough to allow us to be more productive and keep defenses off balance perhaps. And so I like what we've done. I like what Brian Daboll has done. And then defensively, and special teams as well, we've been able to get some takeaways, which has helped set our offense up in scoring position also.
Yeah, speaking of the defense, you still got the number one defense in almost every category. You're only allowing 270 yards per game, the fewest in the NFL. You've got the best turnover differentials, as you mentioned, at plus 11. And you're coming off a tough outing against a tough Tennessee team. What's your defense need to do to maybe take it to another level, if there is one?
Well, there is, and I believe it's playing more physical. That's where it really starts. If you want to be a good defense, it's got to start with a mentality and an attitude of physical football and then fundamentally getting better, using our hands, getting off blocks, and then playing better just at the point of attack overall. So some things we need to get better for sure.
All right, so I don't want to jinx this thing, but you've never lost a game coming off the bye. Not since you've been a coach, head coach here in Buffalo, right?
Way to go.
I'm diffusing it right now, but last year you won after coming out of the bye week. What do you think the key is to being successful coming off a week off?
Yeah, I don't know. I think if you spend the week the right way, the bye week that is, you look objectively at what you're doing and what you could be doing better, and then you take those adjustments that we make as a staff into the meeting room with the players, and they're intentional about making those corrections. I think that's the start and a step in the right direction. But as you know, Steve, every week it's really hard to win in the National Football League, and that's all we're trying to do.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot was said last year after you lost a heartbreaker to Arizona headed into the bye, then he came out with a stronger team. Your players often talked about that as a turning point in the season. Can you kind of use that same thing after this Titans loss to turn your team in a better direction now?
Well, that's what losses should do. You either lose or you learn, and in this case, we certainly lost. But my hope is that we learned a lot from that loss, and whether it's defensively in this case that we just talked about, offense and special teams included, for us overall to become a better team.
With both your offense and defense among the best in the league, you must have guys playing integral roles who aren't always getting the notoriety from the media or the fans. So, in your opinion, is there anybody who's been your unsung hero 6 games into the season?
Well, I really like what Starr has done. I know he's been talked about, but not one of the, call it newspaper names, if you will, you know, on the defensive side. On the offensive side, I think you turn it around and you look at what Dawson Knox has done, albeit getting banged up the previous week here. And I think a lot also could be said about what our offensive line has done and defensive line collectively. Yeah, there were some moments this past game where we could have played better for sure, but I like how we're growing in those areas, hopefully with more room for improvement and more growth to be had yet.
Thanks, Coach. We'll catch up with you later in the show to get your final thoughts on your upcoming matchup with the Dolphins, and we'll talk to you a little bit later.
The Game Plan is presented by Energy Mark, the official energy supplier to the Buffalo Bills. Game Preview is presented by Independent Health. You deserve the redshirt treatment.
Maddie Glab here with this week's Game Preview. The Bills are coming off their bye week and are set to face the Dolphins in Week 8. Buffalo is 4-0 after a bye under head coach Sean McDermott and has the chance to sweep the Dolphins with a win. The Dolphins are searching for their second victory and haven't had a win since the season opener. Tua Tagovailoa will play in his third straight game after missing 3 weeks due to fractured ribs from their Week 2 matchup against the Bills. In the last two games, Tua has the third best completion percentage at 74.7% and has thrown for 620 passing yards, which is also the third most. His 34 passing first downs during that time span are the most in the NFL. The Dolphins' defense also ranks toward the bottom of the league, allowing 29.6 points per game, which is the second worst. They do know how to get to the quarterback, registering 51 quarterback hits, which is good for second best. The Bills have 6 straight wins against the Dolphins, and a 7th would make it their longest win streak against Miami in team history. Thankfully, Josh Allen has played great against them during his career, throwing for 19 passing touchdowns and averaging a 100.8 passer rating. Buffalo has the second best offense in the league, averaging 33.8 points per game with an average point differential of 17.5 per game. The Bills also have a plus 11 turnover differential, which is the best in the NFL. Buffalo's defense is allowing a league-low just 270.2 total yards per game and is holding opposing quarterbacks to a 62.1 passer rating. The group is also allowing an average of 15.5 first downs per game and has allowed only 12 plays of 20 or more yards. Both are also the best in the league. The Dolphins lead the series against the Bills with 61 wins and 53 losses, but haven't beat the Bills since December of 2018. That's this week's Game Preview. Steve, back to you.
Thanks as always, Maddie. Coach, last time you played the Dolphins, Tua left the game with an injury and Jacoby Brissett came in relief off the bench. This week you're going to be facing Tua once again as he got back into the lineup. How different do the Dolphins look with Tua under center compared to Jacoby Brissett?
Yeah, man, they've really moved the ball in their last two games since Tua has been back. You can see the offense coming to the surface a little bit more in terms of what they wanted to do all along this season. And so they're a dangerous group. They've got weapons in their wide receiving core, in their tight end core, out of the backfield as well. And then what he does with his mobility and his ability to scramble and extend plays certainly gives us a challenge.
That's the first time you've faced the Dolphins. This will be the second time in the season before you've even faced one of your other division rivals. What are the biggest challenges in preparing to face a team for the second time? I know you've gotten this question 1,000 times, but, you know, you played them so recently, and now you got to play them again. What are the challenges to that?
Well, you know, I think you hit one of them, which is just a few weeks ago we played this team, and so they're familiar with us. We're familiar with them, we hope. You know, and it's interesting, having not played another division opponent, we're going to play them twice before playing another division opponent. And so because of that, there's, again, some recency, if you will, just in terms of what we do, what they do. And most of the times those games are spread out a little bit, but in this case it's not. And I just think overall that you got to get yourself geared up and ready to play every week. And our football team has to approach this week with that in mind, that this is a team we beat a few weeks ago, but, you know, human nature, I guess, would suggest that it's going to be even harder this go around. So we've got to prepare that way.
Thanks, Coach, and good luck on Sunday. We'll be back next week to recap your game against Miami and preview your Week 9 matchup against Jacksonville. To everybody at home, thanks for watching the Sean McDermott Show presented by Connors and Ferris. And as always, go Bills.
Final Thoughts is presented by Toyota, the official vehicle of the Buffalo Bills. Let's go places. The Sean McDermott Show is presented by Connors and Ferris, your workers' comp attorneys. By Independent Health, you deserve the red shirt treatment. By Toyota, the official vehicle of the Buffalo Bills. Let's go places. By Kaleida, official healthcare system of the Buffalo Bills. And by ECMC, bringing hope and healing to Western New York.